Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Ray, and
your boy, Emerson.
Welcome back to another episode of Hey, What's Up?
Where we're back. We're back.
Yes. Where we talk about we're back. No, we'll be talking about why we're back and why we took a little bit of a break. But yeah, I feel so sorry, or not sorry, but I feel so bad because we haven't really spoken to y'all in a while. It's been a hot second.
That's true. We feel really bad, dude. Like, we were killing it, man. We're on episode, what, 24? This is episode 25, fam. A quarter of 100. That's half a year of potting. Okay. That's half Emerson. A year of potting. Well, I guess next week will be half a year.
We need to decide right now, on the 25th, what we're going to do when we get to 50 and 100.
Right, any right incentives? Now?
We need to decide that right now here on the pod.
God. Okay, can we wait till the very end so I can think about it through the whole podcast? Because I got no idea right now.
I think that's a good idea because now we can keep them waiting and wondering.
Okay. Oh. Got to make sure we got that listen time, that they don't just listen to the first part and stop. All right, so yeah, I got to listen all the way through. And skipping doesn't count. Don't fucking skip. That's cheating, motherfuckers.
Yeah, because what if we randomly drop it in the middle? What if Emerson's just like, yo, I got it, you know?
Yeah, no, we're going to hold it. Oh, dude, I might drop it in the middle. Dude, yeah, it's not going to be at the end. It's going to be an indeterminate time. But make sure
you're listening. Yeah, just listen and it'll come out. And then you got to figure out whether you play a part in the 50th or 100th episode of Hey, What's Up? Anyway, what's up, Emerson? How's it been?
Dude, I'm doing well, man. But before we get into the reason why, obviously, I feel like we're doing this like at least once a month. We're like, sorry, guys, we missed the week. Look, life has just been crazy this summer for both of us, but we'll get into it in a second. But, man, I don't know about you, Ray, but like I don't really have a lot of, I don't want to say weird things about me, but there are certain things that I want done in a certain way. Like people want like the toilet paper roll, for example, to be over the paper to be over. Some people want it to be under, and they just have to have it that way, or things have to be organized a certain way. And I never understood it. And I'm like, no, I'm never like that. Stuff could just go where it goes. Like everything has a place, but nothing has to be particularly done a certain way. And I found out what my pet peeve, I guess, is what it is, or my weird tick, or whatever you want to call it is. And it's candles, bro. It's candles. And I'm as shocked as you are.
Wait. You're going to start talking smack about candles
when
I love candles?
No. I love candles, first of all. And I'm not ashamed to say I fucking love candles. I love a good candle. I got right now, and we'll get into it in a second, but we just moved into the house, and there's like a candle in every single one of the rooms. But what really irritates me and bothers me about candles, and especially when it's like, and it's only whenever it's like 3-wick candles or like more than 1-wick candles, when they start burning uneven. And then whenever you light the candle, it doesn't burn all the way around. Like, all the oil or candle doesn't melt evenly. So, like, one third of the candle will be melted, and then, like, the other third will have, like, stuff on the edges, like, part of the candle that's been left behind because, I guess, whenever you turn it on, you didn't leave it long enough for it to completely melt everything. So, it starts, like, building holes inside the candle. I don't know if that's making any sense to you, bro.
No, it totally makes sense. You don't like it when candles are uneven.
I hate it.
Because the wicks are different
speeds
or different lengths.
Yes, and then you can't turn them all on, or else then some will be fucking turned off because then the wax will melt and then it'll turn off that fucking flame. And then, so, dude, literally this whole weekend, I was trying my best to salvage this fucking candle. Like, it was all fucked up, dude. My roommate had abandoned it, left it at the fucking house. I'm like, I'm gonna adopt this little candle, take it to my new place. And it was all destroyed, bro. All destroyed. Everything was all messed up. The wax was like, there was wax that was like an inch above where the fucking wick was. And I was like, dude, oh my God. And I couldn't get it to fucking burn evenly. But finally, after fucking more than 12 hours of trying to work this shit out, I got it all even, bro. And it is beautiful. I recovered this candle. It's like not a brand new candle, but a perfectly burned, even lit candle, dude. And I could not be fucking happier. And it was killing me and bothering me before.
Dude, you need to show me this candle.
Dude, I'm going to send you a picture afterwards. And I don't know how many people care about this shit. I know probably no one out there listening cares about this candle dilemma that I'm going on, dude. But I'm telling you, man, when I'm telling you, it was bothering me. Like, every 5 minutes, I'd come and check on, okay, is all the wax melted? Is all the wax melted? And it finally did, dude, and I was so happy, man. I'm so fucking happy. But I don't know. Do you have any weird quirks like that? Like anything like in particular? Like you're like, oh, it has to be done this way, or else it's just gonna be on my mind and bothering me all day.
I mean, it's not as like irritating. Like if it's not done, I'll start freaking out like you did, you did or whatever. But something my family does, and it was noticed by my brother's fiance. Was we all, when we go to Whataburger, which was a formerly Texas-only fast food restaurant, when we go to Whataburger, we eat the fries before we eat our entree. Like, we just all started doing it, and we didn't even think about it until my brother's fiance stopped eating, looked at us, and said, y'all know that y'all are eating the fries right before you eat your entree, right? And we're like, what?
I honestly,
and we all looked at each other, and yeah.
I never understood eating the fries before the entree. Because for me, there's only like limited amount of space in your stomach, right? And I always want to make sure that that space is utilized for the main course as often as possible, right? Like, let's say I get a, what's a good thing? A patty melt at Whataburger. I want to make sure, because most of your money that you spend like $7 on a meal, like most of that money is being allocated, and this is the fucking accountant in me, I guess, is allocated to the fucking burger. So I'm like, okay, I want to make sure I get all my money's worth at least in my stomach. And if I have some leftover fries, it's whatever. It costs me the least amount of money. So if I get the burger in, I that's in my belly. That's it. I feel like I fucking won. And I feel, I mean, if I eat the fries first or I start drinking too much liquid, I'm like, dude, this is all fucking wasted space. Like, I am not being as efficient as possible with my stomach area in terms of money as I possibly could be, dude. So that's why I can't eat the fries first, dude. I always leave them fucking last.
I hate that you just brought that up to me, because now my life is going to change, because recently all I've been thinking about is like being efficient with resources. And like now I'm going to be thinking, okay, what did I pay most of my money for? Okay, I'm going to make sure I get my value for my... That's why I went to places like CC's or
Dude,
even
shout
Double
out CC's,
Dave's.
Baby. I love CC's.
Shout out Double Dave's, man. I love their buffets, but man, let me tell you, that stuff's dangerous. I eat fast, and that in itself is a problem. But when you put pizza and my problem of eating too fast together, you get over-excessive eating. It's bad. Let me tell you how
true.
Bad.
Right. That's true.
I eat like 6 pizza rolls and like 7 pizza
slices. Oh, my God. That's a lot of pizza.
All within 30 minutes.
That's a lot of carbs, homie.
All within 30 minutes.
And then you feel like fucking really shit bad. Afterwards. And then you feel like fucking crap afterwards. That's what I hate, dude.
Exactly.
Because like you said, you want to get your fucking money's worth. That's why I love goddamn buffets, dude. I try to stuff myself. But then an hour later, you're like, oh, I fucking feel like shit. Like, oh, I just hate myself so much. I feel so lethargic. But the thing is, if you leave a buffet and you're not feeling that way, you're like, damn, I left so much money on the table. Like, I could have got so much more money's worth. So you're kind of stuck in a shitty-ass situation. Like, what do I do? Do I eat 50 fucking nuggets at the buffet, or do I eat 10 like a normal human being and just feel good the rest of the day, you know?
Yeah, dude, I totally get that problem. But my thing is, I want to spend the time that I'm there at a buffet longer so I get more bang for my buck.
Gotcha.
You know, at schools, they have those cafeterias, and it's pretty much like a buffet.
Yeah.
Well, some smart kids, what they'll do is they'll go in during lunch, and they'll study, and they'll eat lunch late, like at 2 p.m., and they'll study all the way till like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And with that same ticket, they get dinner.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Boom. That's two true. Meals. And dude, you don't feel like crap. You don't feel like crap.
Yeah, because you're just chilling all day, dude. But I remember being freshman year going into the – what? I forget what the fuck the name of the main dining hall is. I used to get 2 entrees, bro, and then I would go get a sandwich, and then I get an ice cream cup to fucking go. And then I wonder why I'm fucking 180 fucking pounds right now, bro. I'm like, oh, that's where the fucking started, man. I was eating 2 entrees and a fucking sandwich and an ice cream cone in a matter of like an hour. Like, what the fuck was wrong with me? Like, how did I not think that was way too much goddamn fucking food?
Dude, speaking of food and diets.
Dude, hold on.
I'm
Where else are the listeners gonna get this quality fucking content? Talking about my weird fucking candle tick, the fucking eating the fries before the burger, buffet fucking problems. Dude, what other podcast is gonna give you this, bro? Nobody's gonna talk about this shit. only the Hey What's Up podcast, bro. So let's give ourselves a round of applause.
What's up?
Yes, round sir. Of applause. Round dude, of applause.
Okay. This brings me to a really good thing I wanted to talk about, and I'm gonna try seeing if I can figure it out. So I've been listening to a really cool podcast. I think I've already mentioned it, but Tiny Meat Gang, they're hilarious, and they had a soundboard on their podcast.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not gonna promise anything, but if we had a soundboard, that would be insane.
Nah, dude. A lot of the top tier podcasts have a soundboard, bro. A lot of the top tier podcasts. No, but
these guys like started off with a soundboard. They didn't get to top tier.
Oh, well, so you gotta listen to the Joe Budden podcast, bro. They're the kings of the soundboard for sure. But I don't know if you like the Joe Budden podcast. Shout out to the Joe Budden podcast. But the soundboard,
Joe Rogan?
No, Joe Budden podcast. Soundboard elevates it, dude. Soundboard takes you to a whole other fucking level, though, for sure. Like that's some top tier producer shit going on right there, bro. Do we need to hire somebody to be like our our engineer, our engineer person? Yeah, exactly.
Audio engineer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're gonna be going to the workforce, so if you really want to go in there and maybe you can hire Steph as our audio engineer, that would be hilarious, dude.
No, she'd be awful at it. She wouldn't know, broski. She wouldn't know what time it was. She'd be bored as heck listening to it. She's like, oh wait, I'm supposed to do something right now. I'm like, fam.
And then she does it after, and it's delayed, and that's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, that would be hilarious. But, what sounds do you think we should have in our soundboard? Like, that are just us, too.
Bro, you
like,
just...
stuff that we...
That we've said?
That we've said, that we do.
I don't know. Dude, honestly, I'm gonna go back and listen to some of these podcasts. I know there's some gold fucking jokes in this bitch, for sure. Like, there are some gold one-liners in here.
Okay, yeah, we can probably get one-liners and then just slap them in there and, like, change pitch and, like, add an explosion at something. But, like, one thing I'm thinking of is, like, we for sure need a sitcom laugh just in case we have, like, awkward like moments. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, like the round of applause, all those effects. Yeah, for sure. Fuck it, bro.
Yeah, dude, we even need...
Maybe that'll be the 100th episode fucking reward, prize, pat on the back for ourselves.
Oh, yeah, what if on the 50th we get a soundboard in? We implement it in the 50th.
Look, if you were able to figure that out, like how to work that, I am down, broski. I am down.
Yeah, I kind of want to figure it out. I'll see what my time after working is like and what I'll be doing during those 8 hours that I gained back in my life.
Hey, we're jumping up to the next level. Y'all thought we're gonna start slowing down. No, we're speeding up, baby. We're speeding up. Fuck the speed bumps. We're using those hoses as ramps. We're gonna start flying up into the sky off those speed bumps. So.
What are you saying? Okay. No,
do you want to dive into the first topic, or did you have something else you wanted to say real quick?
I mean, I honestly don't even know what the first topic is. Open it up real quick. Oh, okay.
We just talk about
moving,
like,
experience. We've been gone because we've been moving. Dude, like, we would need a soundboard for stuff like this. Like, every single time we introduce something, like, if it's a certain topic, we would have, like, a little jingle that we can make or a little fun sound or something, you know?
You don't gotta sell me no more, broski. I'm on board, bro. I'm on board. I don't need no more convincing.
I'm selling to the listeners right now, so they can keep listening to us and be like, oh, you know what? That would be actually cool. I vibe with this idea.
Yeah.
But like, anyway, I'm too hyper. But yeah, we've been moving. So Emerson, you go off first, and then I'll you'll pass the baton to me, and I'll finish it off.
Gotcha, baby. Let's go. Perfect relay, two person relay. Yes, sir. we've been gone this last week because honestly me and Ray have been pretty busy. We've both been moving. Ray's been moving from one apartment to another, and he'll get into that more in a second. One apartment to a house. And I just officially left College Station last Saturday, actually, so a little over a week ago. Left the place that I've called home for the last 5 years, dude, and it was crazy. I was really sad leaving my house, but like leaving College Station for good it's weird, man. It's weird not being able to be stuck in traffic with a with a town with a population of less than 100,000, like, for 20 minutes. I still don't understand that shit. I don't get it. I don't understand how so much traffic, but I miss it because Houston traffic is way worse. But I moved to Houston to our new apartment here, like I said, a week ago, man, and it was a crazy-ass experience, dude. Loading everything in, dude, first, driving a moving truck is hard as fuck. This was, like, a 17-foot moving truck. I don't know how I did it, how I reversed that thing into the garage to be able to load everything, but I fucking did it, and I'm very impressed with myself. Getting everything together, most of my stuff was already in boxes because I already left my house, so loading that up was pretty easy. But then, like, all the bigger stuff, like the TV stand or, like, the very little miscellaneous things, getting that all in the truck, all worked in, dude, it was exhausting, man. I started the night before, went on for, like, 4 hours loading everything up, getting, making sure everything's tied down, organized, make sure nothing falls down. Still ended up falling apart. Drove, luckily my girlfriend's parents came down, helped me with that, helped us with that, and drove the truck down while I was driving my car full of my crap. Got to the apartment, dude. I love where I'm living right now, dude. Like, I've never lived in a nicer area my whole life. And the crazy part about that is I have, like, PTSD from living, like, in a bad neighborhood for most of my, like, young life. Like, I feel weird when I see people walking around at night, like, just all willy-nilly, like, all completely comfortable, like, they don't feel scared. I'm like, fam, like, I still have trust issues in here. I'm like, I don't know how all of y'all dudes feel so goddamn safe, but y'all could get robbed any moment. What if somebody just pulls up a gun or a knife, or they try to, like, carjack you or something? And I'm like, dude, this PTSD crap is real. Obviously, it's not as intense as, you know, actually being in the military and going through a really traumatic situation, but, like, those things have still stuck with me for all this time, you know? Like, I still make sure to lock my door anytime I step out, even if it's for 2 minutes to go check the mail. Every time I get out my car to get something and go inside, and even though I'm coming right back out, make sure I lock it. Dude, I'm always so aware and, like, hypersensitive of everything, and I'm like, dude, people probably think of me like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, why is he so fucking paranoid about shit? Man, it's because I grew up in the fucking hood, okay? And I've never been in an area that's goddamn fucking nice. You know, I don't know what it's like to be fucking safe and comfortable all the time. So now I understand. Now I understand why people, like, in rich areas and, like, suburbs and quiet neighborhoods are, like, super scared of things when they hear it on the news. Because they're like, oh my God, like, I can't imagine that ever happening. Or, like, when something does happen in the suburb, like, their whole world is rocked. They're like, oh, I don't feel safe anymore. I get it now, right? Because it's, like, super peaceful out here. Like, people are riding their fucking bikes at, like, midnight, running at fucking 11 at night or, like, 5 in the morning. And I'm like, how the fuck y'all doing that? How are you not scared right now? They don't have to worry about fucking stray dogs out in the neighborhood, fucking attacking them, chasing them, any pit bulls coming out. Nothing, dude, nothing. It is mad, like, comfortable to live here, man. And I'm grateful to be here, man, but I got to lose some of that paranoia, man. Like the hood gave me some anxiety that I didn't need in my fucking life. And, like, I definitely don't need it now. Hopefully, if things work out, I never have to move back to the bad neighborhood. But I'm enjoying it so far.
That's good, man.
Dude, like, I met some dude up at fucking Starbucks yesterday, like, at 11:30 at night, and it was super chill. And I was worried he might rob me. And he was just sitting there on his phone, just listening, just outside, just 11 at night at a shopping center. I was like, all right, man. Like, I guess shit is fucking different for sure. Dude, but moving everything into this apartment was a pain in the ass because it's two stories. So the first issue was trying to get everything into the apartment because we couldn't move the moving truck right in front of it because it's, like, the garage isn't tall enough to put in the moving truck. So then we had to move everything by hand. And shout out to my buddy Emmanuel and my girlfriend's parents who helped us move everything in, dude. Like, I don't know how me and Stephanie could have done that by ourselves. And no way we could afford movers right now, dude. Like, we're dead ass fucking broke as shit. And I don't start working until later this week. And I probably won't get paid until 2 fucking weeks from now. So I'm struggling, dude. I got like $200 in my fucking name. I'm just eating Totino's pizza rolls all the time. Like, that's my fucking meal. But finally got everything organized, unpacked for the most part. Got everything set up. We don't have any fucking furniture, dude. We don't have a fucking couch. We don't have a dining room table. So we're literally upstairs all the fucking time. All the goddamn fucking time, dude. But we're starting to get appliances here and there. Like, today we went to the swap meet, dude. We got this air fryer. I don't know what the fuck it is, but Stephanie was really excited about it. So I'm excited about it. She knows something I don't know. We got a bigger convection oven. I always say convention. It's convection oven. So I could put even more Tostitos pizza rolls in that shit. Heat those up even better. But I'm really liking where I'm living.
Like a legit oven?
Like one of those toaster oven looking things.
Like, oh, okay,
we have
okay.
an oven. I was like, yeah. But like one of those toaster oven looking things. Got a really nice one today. Cool. Yeah.
And what was the other thing that you said?
An air fryer. I don't know, dude. I just don't understand how it works. I try to get her to explain it to me. I guess it's like just black magic. Like that's literally basically what it turns out. It's like magic. Like you just put something in it and like fries it without any oil. I don't understand the physics, the chemistry, the psychology behind it, to be honest with you.
The psychology. Did you just say that psychology,
yes,
man?
Yes, I don't understand the psychology behind this goddamn air fryer. But apparently it's fucking amazing and super healthy. So I'm pumped about that. But I don't know, man. I don't know if you got any questions for me about me moving in. But I don't want to keep on rambling, dude. I've probably been talking for the last goddamn fucking 10 minutes about this shit. Just so much crap has happened in the last week.
Yeah. I feel. First off, I thought you said frog fryer. I was like, what the frog fryer? Is a frog fryer? Like, are y'all going to be like fishing and trying to find frogs every day to eat? I had no clue.
Dude,
anyway,
get the frog legs in there. It probably could cook frog legs, to be honest with you.
Probably could fry frog legs, yeah. Second thing, dude, I have OCD. And I literally, every single time I leave my house, I have to triple check that I lock the door. I will get in my car and I will leave the premise, go down the block, and then I'll freak out and wonder if I locked the door, despite that I told myself I locked the door. So I'll drive back and double check it.
Dude, I've literally done that as well. Yep. Dude, like, you're right there with me, dude. I'm so fucking paranoid.
But, like, I've lived in a safe neighborhood my whole life. I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, I'm becoming more aware of financially how much I've been blessed to have and accumulate with things that I like, and like I think like the idea of losing stuff that I really care about and, you know, all that type of stuff just scares me. But yeah, that's just something that I've been struggling with too. It's not necessarily PTSD for me, but, you know, I'm always cautious of, oh shoot, did I lock it? Okay, I'm gonna be out for like a second, I'll still lock it.
100%. I think a good level of paranoia is good. Like, you should always lock your door. Make sure it's always locked. I don't understand how people in our college town would just leave their fucking doors unlocked while they're sleeping in fucking bed. Or, like, just walk away from their fucking laptops, like $1,000 laptops, or leave their fucking phone on the table while they went to the restroom or went to go get something that they fucking printed. Like, that's how you fucking lose your goddamn shit. Like, don't be fucking dumb. Like, a phone is so easy to pick up, put in your fucking pocket, and get the fuck out of it. That's $1,000 you just fucking lost. Like, come on. Like, let's be a little bit smarter. Sure. Like, you shouldn't be completely crazy like I am right now in this good-ass fucking neighborhood. Right? But, like, don't also be dumb. Like, oh, it's a nice neighborhood. Nothing's gonna fucking bad happen to me. Because guess what? It's going to fucking happen eventually.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Dude, I'm actually worried about my roommates leaving the doors open.
Dude, you know how many times my fucking roommates did that shit? Like, I would be pissed. I'd always have to make sure to go fucking check the doors downstairs. And you know how many times I found those things fucking open, dude? I was like, are you fucking dumb? Are you trying to get all this fucking murdered?
Not only that, it's just like, I feel like in my situation, every time I live with roommates, they don't have anything really worth a value.
Oh, like, I feel that. Yeah.
Like, they don't really play video games. They don't really have, like, anything expensive that they invest into or have a hobby in. But me, damn it. Damn me, man. I'm out here with, like, a laptop, a camera, all my video game stuff, you know, like, some decorations that were, like, art pieces, like, customized for me. Like, I have things that, like, if I lose them, I'm gonna freak out, man. And, like, they're like, oh, no, it's okay. I got nothing. It's not a big deal. But me, I lose everything. Like, I have all my eggs in one basket.
True. No, I totally agree with you. Like, literally at the house, I probably made up, like, if you put all our stuff together, like, all and took up a dollar amount of everything that was in my house with my roommates last year, like, I probably by myself, and it was four of us, probably had 70% of the value of the things at the house. That's just how much crap I had with me at my fucking house. They probably had their shit back home with their parents or whatever. Maybe they didn't spend their money on stupid shit like I fucking did. But if that house burned down, if somebody came and robbed some shit, they were gonna go to, if they hit my room, bro, they're gonna get some shit for sure. And I don't even have that much. It's just that I knew I had a lot more than them to lose.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And my old roommate, shout out my boy David, real fun guy. I'm going to miss living with him. Cool guy. Whenever I would, like, figure out that he didn't lock it by accident or like he didn't want to lock it,
yeah,
I'd be like, dude, please lock it. Like, I have all my stuff here. And he's like, you do, but I don't. And he's always like, man, if they, and he made the joke, if they like have the time only to like hop in one room and then jet immediately after, and they went into his, that they would walk out with like a TV and that's it.
Yeah.
And that TV was mine that I lent him. But if they walked into my room, if they walked into my room, boy, they hit the lottery. They'd be walking out with everything. But yeah, that's just kind of the situation with me too. But another question I was going to ask you was, how is the area? What does it look like? Like, what is it close to? Or actually, scratch that. I shouldn't be asking that because
you're trying to dox me,
you, my friend. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. We'll talk about that off air. But I'll move on to my moving experience if that's cool with you.
Yeah, I mean, just to answer, like, I'm living like near downtown Houston. It's pretty nice. There's, like I said, there's people walking all the time at night. There are parks so close by, man. Like, I'm really enjoying where I'm living at, man. I'm like so excited that obviously I was able to move out the hood, go to a nice place like College Station, and be back in Houston, move into an even nicer area. But yeah, totally, broski. We can move on to what you're talking about. Oh, what?
No. Right before.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
Starbucks are open until 11:30. Where you're at? Question mark.
Some are, but I think though this one in particular that we had to drive a little bit of ways from. I don't know if it was open or not, but there were just people just hanging out there, like on the tables outside. So I don't know if it was open or not at the time.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like, but I know for sure there's one like 5 minutes away that's open like 24 hours because me and my friend used to go there during high school or in between summers and just go hang out in Starbucks and like get a coffee and like hang out till like 3 a.m. What kind of weird shit is that? We used to go hang out. That's some wholesome shit. Go hang out at a Starbucks at 3 a.m. And we used to drive like 20 minutes away for it.
Honestly, dude, that sounds one, really cool, and two, like a John Green book in the making. You know who John Green is?
I know who John Green is. That's the man with the Fault in Our Stars.
Yes, sir. Honestly, dude, this sounds like a piece that would come out in the John Green book, man.
Dude.
It's just like,
dude, remember when The Fault in Our Stars first came out and like how every single high school girl was like, oh my God, this movie's going to destroy me. And after it came out, all these girls were posting on Instagram, like their faces after watching the movie of how much they had cried and how red their eyes were and how red their face were. I'm like, fam, it's really, like, there were way sadder movies out there to fucking watch. I'm not saying it's not sad. I didn't think, first of all, I didn't cry. I didn't think it was that sad because it's obviously old boy's gonna fucking die. Shout out to Elgort. What the hell's his name? Ansel Elgort, I think is the actor's name.
Ansel Elgort.
Yeah, yes, all the girls were in love with him. He was in Divergent, Detergent, Subvergent, whatever the
Detergent.
Fuck. Whatever the fuck these movies are. Right, they were in love with him. And he's a great actor. He's great in Baby Driver, dude. But all these girls were being way too fucking dramatic about how sad this fucking movie was. The Fault in Our Stars is the saddest shit you'd ever see. Go fucking watch Schindler's List, dude. That fucking movie made me cry for 3 hours goddamn fucking straight. Every time I watch that movie, still hits. Endgame made me cry more than this fucking Fault in Our Stars goddamn movie. Come on, man. Fault in Our Stars? Come on. You remember that shit, though, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
So, I'm going to say this.
You
cried. I don't think the girls in Laredo did that. I think they didn't really care about it.
Oh, so
which is kind of
interesting. They're tougher women in the valley, you're saying. I got you. We got weak women in Houston.
Bro, we ain't the valley. I keep telling you. Anyway, yes, there are sadder movies, but I remember like reading the book, and I was like, dang, that's sad.
You know? Oh, so you read the book. You're one of those people. You're like, oh, I knew.
Yeah.
I got you.
I read it, and then I also read Looking for Alaska. I think Looking for Alaska was a good one.
That's one with Cara Delevingne, right? The movie?
Yeah. Okay. But, dude, I'm going to talk about two movies that I think are way sadder. One that I remember crying my life away, all right? That movie is none other than Marley and Me.
Dude, I've never seen Marley and Me. I never read the book, but I know what the story is about.
Bro, if you watched it, you would be crying for days. days, man. It's still Stephanie one of the saddest movies. I think Stephanie told me
she cried to that movie. Stephanie for sure cried at that movie. Like, she loves fucking animals like crazy. Like, one time her dogs got out of the house, and they couldn't find them for, like, 10 minutes, and she started crying to me. Shout out to her. She's so sensitive. She loves her little animals. But she was, like, crying, like, if they had disappeared forever because they were in Dallas and she was in College Station. Like, she was so devastated. Oh. So I totally understand why she would cry at Marley and me. But, yeah, keep going, bro. Sorry.
Dude, had to call her out. yeah. I'm the same way, though. Like, recently, my dog...
Yeah, you just got a puppy, too.
Yeah, I did get a puppy. But there is one dog in particular that... We have, her name is Lola.
Oh, yes, her name the is same name Lola. As a cat? as our kitty?
Yeah.
Hola, Lola.
Yeah. So, our dog Lola, she's the one that got pregnant and had my puppy.
Uh-huh.
And, well, apparently she's been in heat recently, so dogs have been coming in.
Ooh,
and dogs have been going out.
About to
so,
go wow,
yeah,
wow.
She, exactly. So we're taking care of that just because, you know, we don't want another pregnancy because it's hard to handle. It's a lot of work and financially it's a big burden. Anyway, one day my mom calls me when I'm walking to work and she's like, guess what? And she starts like joking and she's like, our dog left with another dog. And I was like, what the hell? Like, why are you making this a joke? Like, this is my dog. I loved her. Like, I have pictures of her as a baby. Every single time I go to Laredo, I always play with her. She's, like, super hyper and, like, filled with energy, and I love that. And, like, I don't spend as much time with her as I should, but I loved her. And I was legit, like, crying at work, bro. Like, I was like, my dog left. Anyway, sidetrack. We got the dog back. She's good. She's still seeing other vatos, other dogs, but it's all good. Anyway, the second movie that I've been stalling so I could look for it, man, I cannot find it, but it's on Netflix, and it has, from Game of Thrones, man, am I really, oh, Arya, as Arya Stark, what's the actress's name? Maisie Williams.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Maisie Williams, okay, what movie? Oh, Then Came You, man, you need to watch this movie.
Oh, is that the one on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to read the synopsis. A terminally ill teenager and a 19-year-old hypochondriac help each other achieve their dreams and face their fears. It also has, what other actors? Asa Butterfield. No one else really worth mentioning. Oh, David Koechner.
But I don't know.
And Ken Jeong. Dang. Well, anyway.
I know Ken Jeong. Ken Jeong, the dude from The Hangover.
Yes, but I cried for at least 10, 15 minutes. Like, this was, like, one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. And, like, it was funny because I was drinking some Trulies, and we had a bunch of snacks that night, Anita and I.
Uh-huh.
And I was feeling it. I was having a good time, and I was buzzing. And then this movie just comes on, and I'm just crying, man. It was such a sad movie.
All right, man. I'm going to check that out, man. I think I need a good cry after a while. Like, I just... Dude, I was crying a lot, though. Not that I think about it. I cried... Like, my last day of work on campus, I cried, like, I said goodbye to all my, like, coworkers, like, my bosses and my supervisors. Man, that was really sad. I did cry a lot. Man, I've been crying too much, man. Maybe I need to stop crying. But I'm going to watch this movie anyways. What was it called again?
Dude, watch it. It Then Came You.
It Then Came You. Okay, I'll probably watch that tomorrow.
Bro, I cried so much, man. Like, it was just so sad. Like, I think it's because of my girl, Macy. You know, she's such a good actress. And also, Butterfield's a good actor, too. But, like, it just, everything came together so well.
Wait, what's his
name?
And
it wasn't forced.
What's his name?
Asa Butterfield.
What? What Butterfield?
Are you tricking me?
No, I'm trying to, what is, I really want to know, like, what Butterfield?
A-S-A. I'm going to spell it.
Asa? 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 What kind of name is Asa Butterfield, bro?
Asa? I don't know if it's Asa or
it doesn't
Asa,
matter, bro. But if you Asa, read it, A-S-A, Asa Butterfield. I know this is probably,
bro,
like super
really is...
childish and immature, bro, but his name is Asa Butterfield. What kind of fucked up name is Asa Butterfield? Like, you got to fight your parents. You got to name Asa Butterfield.
Dude, you're out here roasting this man, and this man made a really sad movie connecting with people.
God, wait, but first of all right, the last name Butterfield already put you, like you got negative points on your name already. Like, people are already going to pick on you for that. And then your first name is Assa. I got an ass full of Butterfield. Bro, what the fuck?
Dude, you're crazy.
I don't know, bro. Like, oh my God. Like, if I ever have kids, man, like, I gotta make sure they ain't gonna get no trash ass fucking name like that. Assa Butterfield, bro. What the fuck, these parents? That's child abuse.
I couldn't.
That's child abuse. You
know
what?
I think it's Asa. No, it's not Asa. Asa doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't matter, though. Even if it's Asa, you know, at some point, like, let's say everybody knows his name is Asa, if that's actually how you pronounce it, right? Like,
I think it is Asa.
You know, one day a substitute teacher came in and was like, Asa Butterfield? And everybody fucking started killing this man, dude.
No. This man avoided that because I'm more than sure he was a child actor and he just went private schooled.
So he ain't getting nobody roasting him. So now I'm roasting him, Asa Butterfield. And you know, if it hurts your feelings, too bad, motherfucker. You're in a goddamn Netflix movie making millions of dollars, probably. Hey, way more successful than me and way more attractive than me, possibly, right? This is not me even. I don't even know what this dude looks like. He probably looks better than me. All right. So fuck that guy, Asa Butterfield. This is the only thing I got on you, bro. My name is Emerson Contreras, fam. Like, I got a regular ass name. Actually, I really don't have a regular name, but it's not as bad as Asa Butterfield.
Dang, this man's wild enough.
No,
here.
Dude. Oh, so speaking of, like, substitute teachers, I had a friend in high school. His name was Saul, like Saul. So whenever you say it in English, you say Saul. Fam, one time the substitute teacher came in, she said, Soil Torres? Soil Torres? I'm like, this bitch really called him Soil? Are you fucking Soil? Fam, how you get Soil out of S-A-U-L? Soil, fam? Oh my God, dude. Fuck. Like, I was dead, bro. I cannot stop fucking laughing. But anyways, bro, keep. All right, what else? Are we done with the sad movies? Like, Fault in Our Stars fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the Maisie. Oh,
just so you all know, listeners. Yeah. Watch Marley and Me. Watch Then Came You with Maisie Williams and Butterfield. That's all I'm going to say, Butterfield. All
right, dude, we got super fucking sidetracked, bro. So now, like, you just moved.
Yeah, we are.
You just moved. No cohesion.
But wait. Let me just tell the listeners. Right, I'm so sorry. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry that we literally, every single time we do these podcasts, we have a list of things. But I'm feeling more spontaneous than ever, and I'm just bouncing off the walls.
That's it, bro.
You know, like, you see the different phases of water, liquid, solid, and gas. Uh-huh. Well, right now, we're pretty much just gas. We're just bouncing off the walls. We're everywhere, bro. All right?
Everywhere.
We're everywhere.
See, we take up the space of the container we're in, bro. Because, look, if we would have never talked about Fault in Our Stars, never talked about these sad movies, never would have talked about the Maisie Williams movie, we would have never known about Asa Butterfield.
Yeah, dude. And it's crazy because we literally only have about 20 to about 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
And we haven't even gotten past the second item on the agenda.
God damn it, bro. We're fucking trash for sure, bro. This is a trash podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, look, it's trash, but it's funny.
This is a good one. Because I haven't even talked about my moving experience, dude.
There we go, man.
And I really want to talk about, something else after.
Okay. All right, so tell me. So you moved as well. That's why we couldn't do the podcast.
I just moved.
Yeah.
All right, so we just moved. And I went from an apartment with one other person to now living in a house with three other men. All right. Now, the thing is, I've always lived with one other person because my family is pretty peculiar about me living, with more than one person. But I was able to convince them to allow me to have that opportunity for my last year.
Only want you to live with one person? Did they thought you were going to get into some shit, or like they didn't want any drama to happen, or what?
They just want to be comfortable knowing who I live with. Gotcha. And knowing that they can visit and they can have a place. And I lived with my brother for 2 years, and then I lived with my other friend for 2 years.
Gotcha.
That was also from my hometown. But now I'm living with one person that I don't even know, one that's a good friend of mine from my hometown, and then another good friend that's from Houston.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of all walks of the earth, you know? But yeah, we just moved in. And as soon as I was so hyped. Well, let me just backtrack. I was so hyped because I was supposed to get the master bedroom. All right. So
Ray had put off a great deal, a fantastic deal, to get the master bedroom. I thought. But continue, Ray.
Wait. So now you think that I messed up?
No. I don't think you messed up. Before knowing the situation, like, we didn't know what the rooms looked like. I thought you had done a great deal.
Oh, yeah. I thought so, too. Okay. So what the situation was, one of my friends had gone and seen the house. Everyone else was kind of clueless. So I asked my friend, how is the master bedroom? What's its size? What do you think? And he was like, dude, it's honestly twice the size of every single room. And I was like, no way.
That was a little bit dramatic.
That sounds amazing.
That was for sure a little bit dramatic. Exactly. On his part.
That was dramatic, but we know who this friend is, and yeah, we know how dramatic he is. So I was just like, I'm so sorry, bro. I just put you on blast. Anyway, I was like, for sure,
wait,
like,
which,
I would
which
like
one?
To
wait,
have
which
it.
Wait, who's the one who said it was twice the room as the other one? Was it the guy who put the deposit down, or was it the other guy from your hometown?
The guy that wanted the master bedroom, too, and now has it.
Okay, gotcha,
so,
gotcha. Shout out to him.
So, I'm not gonna call him out, because he's a good friend of mine.
Bro, he listens to the podcast. Like, yeah, he listens to the podcast. He'll know. He'll text you.
Yeah, he does. He'll hit me up. He'll hit me up. If he listens, he'll hit me up. Anyway, so this guy is like, yeah, dude, it's twice the size. It's super chill. So, we all talk about room assignments as we're getting closer. And I was like, dude, I would really like that master bedroom because I want to incorporate my podcast studio in there. I want to incorporate my photography studio in there. And I want a tiny bed in like a video game area. Like, this is what I want. And well, he was like, yeah, it's cool, but you're going to have to pay a little bit more. And okay, we're going to have to share a bathroom.
And whatever. That's fair. I think it's fair that you would pay more. And I told you this with the master bedroom because I had the master bedroom and I paid the most of my house. Only difference was that I didn't share the restroom with anybody. Because I hate fucking sharing the restroom with other people. Because some people are gross or some people do stuff that you may not like. And sometimes I may do things in the restroom that other people might like. And I don't just want to get into it with anybody. So I still thought... Because what I told you is like I thought you should just pay $450, which was I don't know how much more than everybody else combined. Because the room, it's $1,600 rent and then $400 a person. But you'd pay $450 that would deduct from everybody else's. And just keep the restroom by yourself and keep the master bedroom. I thought that would be great. But you were cool with sharing it.
Yeah, I was cool with it.
And you were paying less than
$450. Yeah, the only thing was I wanted to make sure that it was adequate enough and it had pretty efficient space so I could use it the right way I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's about 2 days before I decide I'm going to go up and, you know, start moving in. So I asked my friend who's already moving in if he could send me a picture.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sure. So he sends me a picture, and I'm like, this is like the worst master bedroom I've ever seen in my life.
That's what he said, or that's like, what you
it
said?
It was like, that's what I said.
Okay.
It was like, it was like the weirdest layout I've ever seen. It was like, okay, honestly, the house is from the 70s. So like, it's super old.
Yeah,
and like,
for sure.
The master bedroom, like, it has a door for the pipes to the shower and all that stuff, uh-huh, right? So, that being said, I saw it and I was like, dude, this is not worth the amount of money I'm paying. And I asked him to send me a picture of his room, and my man is cheesing, he's smiling, he's like, I love my room, it's so nice. It honestly looked bigger than my room, uh-huh, the master bedroom.
I don't think it is.
And I realized what...
But it...
No, I think it's the same size, the only thing is that the difference in space is the bathroom and the shower, or the bathroom and the... sink.
So I think the master is like 15% bigger. I don't think it's that much bigger, like, to be called really like a true master, but for sure, like, they're very comparable in size. Like, you wouldn't be missing much for sure.
Yeah, but the thing is, you lose a lot of like effective, efficient space.
Yeah,
because of the layout. You have to agree with that.
Yeah, I got you.
Because like, I wanted the room to be kind of oriented to where it was like a rectangle, and this was more like a T. With the T, like the long stick of the T being the bathroom and the sink.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was so salty. I was like, dude, no way. This was not something I was expecting. I was expecting a giant room, which was kind of bad of me. But also in Texas, master bedrooms and big houses are ginormous.
Yes, usually.
Compared to
yes,
other places. Uh-huh. Yeah. So like, I was super hyped. And then I just got extremely disappointed. And then I asked him if he wanted to trade, and he was really up for it, and I was super happy with that. So now I got the room that I want. It's like my dream room. I can't wait to go back and just make that place look sick.
I think everybody ended up winning, though, because you got what you wanted, and then he got the master bedroom, which he wanted anyways.
So I think
it all worked out.
Yeah, it definitely worked out. The only thing is, our place, like I said, looks like it's from the 70s, so it's going to be interesting getting used to a modern new apartment
to a house
from the 70s.
100%.
We have a fireplace, which is literally sick, but we also have made the decision of changing our dining room into a hobby room.
Okay. So what the hell does
either
that
that's going to be the podcast studio, either that's going to be the podcast studio, or I don't know what it would be like, because we already have a gaming room.
Yeah.
We have a living room. Uh-huh. We have a kitchen, and we have two fridges, which is super cool.
I saw that.
But we're definitely going to have to sit down and do some things that I don't really like doing, which is like setting ground rules or whatever. But we have a nice backyard. We have like a little, not like a patio, but like a little
like gazebo kind of area.
Yeah, like we have a gazebo, but the only thing that sucks is we don't have a completely fenced off house.
Yeah, for sure. I still think you should have signed the house that me and my roommates lived in a little bit, because I think it's a bigger and better house for about the same price. And then also I want to be able to go back to our old fucking house as well, because I missed that fucking place. But I think you're perfectly fine where you are right now. I mean, it's way closer to campus than my house fucking was, or the house that we rented out. But I'm ready to get invited to some parties at your new place, homie. I'm ready. I'm pumped.
Dude, I'm just excited to have a place. And the thing is, with me and throwing parties and having like house welcoming stuff, like I want to go all out and have such a cool, like sitcom similar experience.
Yeah.
Like I want to have parties like wine galas, or, you know,
like a place
where you come and bring art, and then you have to be dressed up for it, you know, like suits or like button ups and slacks, and girls wear dresses, black dresses, and you have to bring a piece of art to get in. There's gonna be wine, cheeses, meats, super fun.
I don't know what really sitcoms cool you're watching that had these crazy ass parties.
No. Trust me. I don't know of any sitcoms I've done it, but I think it's similar to what a sitcom would have done. Anyway, I want to have like stand-up comedy nights at my place and invite people. And then whoever wants to can like prepare skits and like do like, you know, like an act if they want to. But I want to hire someone to be like not necessarily a bouncer, but a person that checks everything, right?
Make sure your name is on the list.
Yeah, make sure everyone's on the list. Make sure you're good, like you're ready to laugh a little bit. Just because I know I'm going to go up there and it's going to be a trash experience. I've always wanted to do stand-up comedy. And I think it'll be so fun if I go up and fake it out or whatever. But yeah, I'm going to try that out. There's a lot of other stuff that I want to do. I want to play a lot of video games with my roommates. Like I want to try passing certain games, like the Doom trilogy just came out on Switch.
Oh yeah.
I want to play all the Doom games with my roommates. Marvel Ultimate Alliance. That would be fun to play with roommates too. But yeah, I'm hyped. Dude, I'm ready to go back. I'm also going to have a dog, so.
I'm excited for you to be at a house, dude, because honestly, living at a house for 3 fucking years was amazing. Way better than being, I think, in like a student apartment complex. It's way more chill, way more space. Like, you're not going to get in trouble as easily. Depending on what neighbors you have and if you're fucking good, at least. Because we've threw plenty of parties at our place and it was amazing, dude. We only got the cops called us on us whenever we had ring dunks, because everybody was outside making a lot of fucking noise. Other than that, we're fine, dude. But I just remembered a funny thing that happened. Two funny things, and I'll say this. So one of our roommates, I forget, dude, what fucking party this was. I don't know if it was a birthday party or like just a kickback or like a celebration for something, but my roommate, the one that lived with us before, that graduated a year before us, and I don't want to put his name out there because I don't know if he wants people to know, but he listened to the podcast, and you know who the fuck you are, and if you were there, you know who the fuck this was. But we were just dancing, having a good time, and out of nowhere, my roommate, the skinniest dude you probably have ever seen for how tall he is, like, starts twerking or something, or starts moving his butt, you know, sticking his butt out. He trips, loses his balance, dude. Falls back into the wall and breaks that shit, dude.
He breaks the wall like of your house?
The skinniest dude. Like, he was the skinniest out of all of us, bro. Probably 120 pounds, 130, man. I don't want to put no disrespect on his name. I'm just taking a guess, okay? He falls into the wall and breaks and busts through. And he's literally sitting in the fucking wall. Just like a three.
Wait, sitting or shitting?
No, like he's sitting on the wall. Different things. No, so he breaks through the wall, right? And then it's like he's sitting on the drywall part that didn't fucking break. Like, he's sitting inside the wall, if that makes sense. He's sitting in the hole that he made when he fucking fell into the wall.
And what happened? Did he pay for
it? No, obviously he paid for it. He's not an asshole. He knew he fucked up. Dude, but this was like a three. Honestly, maybe I'm just exaggerating, but this was a huge fucking hole. I don't know, probably 2 feet to 3 feet fucking big. I was like, what the fuck is happening, man? And then for my birthday, you were there. We were having a good time, and I was coming around with the bottle, gonna hand shots out to people who were wanting to take some shots and who were legal age to take fucking shots, because only people who legally can drink at my parties.
Yes, sir.
I literally brought a bottle, was walking out, getting hyped, gonna go to the dance floor and hand them out to the homies, and somebody bumps me from behind, and I drop a brand new fucking bottle, 1.75 liters, and I don't know if I told this story, a whole brand new fucking bottle of vodka. On the fucking ground. Were you there when that happened? Were you like around me when
I was there. Yeah, I literally helped you and I started sweeping for you. Yes,
so I dropped the fucking bottle and then my fucking roommate at the time, shout out to him, I'm not going to say his fucking name. He's like dancing and then all of a sudden, I guess he didn't realize the floor was slippery and he slips and busts his fucking ass on the goddamn floor and is just sitting in vodka. He tries to get up again. People like give him his like reach out to help him up. He tries to get up again and he fucking slips in the vodka and it busts his ass. And they're like,
I remember that. And they're
like
so
half
clearly.
And they're like half dragging him off the floor. And then finally like a couple of people get up and like help him up fully, and he just gets up like nothing happened, man. Oh my god, that's so fucking. That's one of the top 5 moments at my house ever. Like the Pope slipping and falling in vodka 3 different times. Oh man, I missed the house.
That
dude.
That was the. Fun
it's never part. Gonna be that lit again, bro. Never.
Wow, those are some standards.
So man. I'm ready to have some moments like that at your place.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I mean, you heard me. It's just chill nights for me. We don't drink. We just sip on water. Anyway, jokes aside, I'm excited to move in, have my dog. It was just like such a good time. Looking forward to the year.
All right, let's move into probably the second to last final topic. And I guess this will lead to our final topic too. But you know what I'm really tired of, Ray? You know what really grinds my gears? I'm tired of people complaining about stuff before they've ever even seen the thing actually happen. So what I'm talking about is, so recently, Marvel came out, and we didn't cover this because we didn't have fucking time a couple weeks ago. When Comic-Con came out, Marvel came out with their whole slate of movies that are coming out in the next 2 years for Phase 4. And one of them was Thor 4, basically. Thor Love and Thunder. And during the panel, the director, Taika Waititi, shout out to him. You should, and if you love Thor 3, you should totally go watch What We Do in the Shadows. It's like The Office, but like with vampires. Like, you totally, I think you'd fucking love this goddamn movie. What We Do in the Shadows. It's a movie from like 4 years ago. But basically, he announced that, what's the actress name? You remember her name? Natalie Portman was coming back to the franchise, and she was basically going to be Thor. And people got, and what I hated were people were very upset, like, oh, it's just this feminism bullshit. It's all for the social justice warriors, bro. Like, I hate that they're ruining my Marvel. First they did this with Captain Marvel and Brie Larson, and now they're going to ruin Thor by making Thor a woman. Oh my god. I'm like, first of all, God, why the fuck are y'all complaining already? Nobody knows what the fuck the story's gonna be yet. Because she is gonna be a lady version of Thor, or she's gonna become Thor or have Thor's powers, right? Doesn't mean that they're gonna fucking kick out Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth, for all intents and purposes, is still gonna be fucking Thor one way or another. There'll probably be a two Thor things, or maybe Thor loses his confidence, and she comes and she takes over for a little bit, and then she eventually gives the power back to Thor. But, like, people just want to complain before shit starts fucking happening. Like, fam, we haven't seen the movie, and I just want to be mad all the fucking time. Like, it's so goddamn fucking frustrating. And people who don't know what happens in the comics, because there's a Lady Thor in the comics, it's, and I hopefully I'm not spoiling it, and I don't know how familiar you are with the Jane Foster, like, Thor run. I don't know. Have you?
I am pretty familiar.
Okay, so you're pretty familiar. So basically, she has breast cancer. So spoiler alert, she has breast cancer, and then Thor loses his ability to be Thor. He loses his confidence. She picks up the mantle of Thor, and it helps her, like, you know, kind of fight back cancer while she's in the form or whatever. Doesn't matter, right? So there's a little bit of history there. But people already want to be mad and, like, just want to say that people are pushing a narrative and, like, it's just going to get ruined. I'm like, fam, what if this movie's fucking amazing? Like, what if it's great? And I'm not saying it is going to be great, but what if it is? It might also be shitty, but why the fuck are we complaining about a movie that's coming out in fucking 2, 3, 4 years? I forget when the fuck it comes out. 2022, 2021, I think. Why are we already complaining about this shit? Like, we don't sit there and take the time. Hey, like, let's just give shit a chance. Because I remember when Detective Pikachu first got announced. Shout out to my buddy, to Xavier, friend of the podcast. Former guest on the podcast as well. He's like, this Detective Pikachu thing sounds stupid. I'm never forget he says that. He said, like, it's so dumb, it's stupid, it doesn't make sense. And then he went and saw the movie, and he fucking liked it a lot. He really enjoyed it. I'm like, that's it. We just got to give shit a chance. Like, sometimes shit sounds stupid. Like, I promise you, at one point, people are like, peanut butter and chocolate? Ew! And now we fucking have Reese's. At some point, people said, you're going to fucking take milk out of a cow and drink it? Ew! And now we all fucking drink cow milk. Like, I don't understand. Like, sometimes you just got to give shit a chance. You know, like, I'm not saying just automatically assume something's going to be fucking good, but just wait. Just wait. Just hold off. Just hold off. Don't be too high on it. Don't be too low on it. Just wait. Just give shit a fucking chance, dude. And I feel like we don't do that fucking enough. Like, we hear something. We don't like it. We don't like it. And that's it. That's, we're like, oh, this shit is the most horrible, horrendous thing ever. Oh, you guys are ruining my Marvel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Guys, how could you do this? Like, just chill out. Just chill out, fam. You know what? If it's really trash, guess what? You don't have to go fucking see it. Nobody's going to force you to pay $15 here in Houston, unfortunately. That's another thing. I got to pay $15 for movie tickets instead of $4 now that I'm in Houston instead of College Station. Pay $15 for a fucking movie ticket if you don't want to go fucking see it. If you fucking really hate it that much, bro, don't fucking go. All the people who complain about Captain Marvel, hey, guess what, fam? You didn't go see it? That's cool, bro. Not your fucking movie. That's fine. It still made a fucking billion goddamn fucking dollars. All right? If it wasn't for you, it's okay, man. You don't got to fucking watch it. But there, obviously, the movie had a fucking audience and made a fucking a billion goddamn fucking dollars. So everything don't gotta be for you, homie. Everything don't gotta be for y'all motherfuckers. Let's remember that shit. Sorry, bro. I'm fucking ranting, but it just really pissing me off. Everybody thinks that everything has to be made for fucking them. No, sometimes shit is made for other fucking people, and they still fucking make billions. But guess what? You still got a whole bunch of other shit you get to fucking watch. You got to watch Infinity War. You got to watch fucking Endgame. You get to fucking watch fucking the Black Widow movie. You get to watch, well, I don't know, all the fucking shit that's coming out, bro. I'm sorry, Ray. What are your thoughts on this?
Dude, you just went off.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
You went off.
I'm sorry, bro.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Wow, you're speaking so fast. Holy moly, you were mad.
Dude, I was. Y'all gonna have to play this like a half speed for the last 5 fucking minutes.
They're gonna have to rewind it every 10 seconds. Wait, what did he say? What? Yeah. Did he say that? And then rewind it again.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that there are a lot of people that don't give things, you know, a chance. And it's like, don't knock it until you try it. I was the same way with foods. I would be like, oh, that sounds disgusting. I'm never going to have that. For example,
yes.
Toast.
Smart man.
I never gave toast a chance. And then once I was at like this conference and they had like little baguettes and like avocado spread. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, I'll try it. Yeah. Avocado toast. And I fell in love. I was like, this is amazing. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing that for breakfast in college and see how that goes. It was amazing. So cheap. So filling. So healthy.
Yes.
And right now, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try out peanut butter toast. It's amazing.
I'm saying, bro.
And like the peanut butter melts. And I hate myself because I didn't give it a chance at first. There you go. And that could have been maybe like 6 inches more taller if I had peanut butter toast.
Think about all the years you missed out on peanut butter fucking toast, bro. You could have had it. Just because you don't want to give it a chance.
Oh, no, dude, I know a lot of things I am missing out on. Yeah. Sleep, first of all, I think I'm missing about 3 years of sleep in total. Because I I'm an insomniac. I think it could have been at least like 5'10", bro. I'm not even no kidding. Like, at
dude,
least
you 5'10". Really, I don't know how you run on like 3 hours of sleep sometimes, bro. Because I used to be able to do that shit, man. But I made it a point. I'm like, dude, I have to at least get 6 hours of fucking sleep every day. As close to it as possible or else I'm like, that is like my non-negotiable with myself. I don't know how you still fucking do it, man. But I am very impressed that you got that fucking drive and that work ethic and that fucking ability to do it in general for long stretches of time, bro. I really don't know. But that's fucking amazing. That just shows how committed you are to the things that you do. Because most of the time you're like working on like your photography stuff or you're doing projects or whatever it is that like you're really passionate about and you're willing to give up fucking sleep for it.
Well, the thing is, man, like I almost do trade-offs. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do school until like 2 a.m., right? And I do school until 2 a.m. and then I'll be like, all right, I need an hour to go ahead and de-stress because I think de-stressing is something that you need to do. So I either flip through my phone or play video games for an hour.
Yeah.
And then I go to sleep late.
Yeah.
So I always trade time like it's some sort of like monetary currency or something, you know?
Yeah.
So with that, I always give up sleep because I feel like sleep is the thing that I can substitute. But now that I'm older, if there's anything I could change when I was younger, it was just sleeping more, eating more, and just being aware of my environment and what type of life I'm living.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. But Uncle said, man, we just got to give shit a chance, man. We never know what we might fucking like, man. But my thing is, like, once it comes out, once you give it a chance, and if you fucking hate it, all right, fam, you can hate it. We can't make anybody like shit that they don't fucking like. All right, if you truly deep down in your heart don't like it just because, like, it just isn't vibing with you, that's fine, man. If you're just going to pile on and just talk shit about something that you felt okay about, like, dude, what the fuck are you wasting your time for? Why are you spreading hate for shit you don't really give a fuck about? If you don't like it, if you hate it, okay, that's cool, bro. Like, I totally get it. Like, I don't like David Dobrik vlogs, right? But I'm not sitting there actively going on David's vlog and going, oh, your vlogs suck, David. Like, you're a fucking trash YouTuber, bro. I'm like, no, it's just not for me. Like, it just don't connect with me. I totally understand why millions of people fucking like it. And I'm wrong, obviously, because I'm in the minority of people who are on YouTube and don't like David Dobrik, right? Like, a lot of people really fuck with him. But I understand that. I'm not actively hating the dude. Just not my content. It's not for me. Totally fine with it. And I think people just need to be okay with being fine with shit just not being for them, dude. But I
agree, man. I
but agree that really goes into our next topic, and this is what you want. Like I said, like giving shit a shot first, bro. Let's say that shit five times fast. Giving shit a shot first. All right, that's going on the soundboard. Giving shit a shot first, right? And then if you don't like it, you don't like it, that's cool. And that's something that happened with you, Ray. And you want to tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, man. One thing that has really been on the rise has actually been remakes. Which remakes? Disney remakes.
A lot of Disney remakes, bro.
Oh, yeah. So recently I just went to the theater to watch my favorite Disney movie ever. What is it, Emerson?
Wait, where'd you go?
To the theaters to watch my favorite Disney remake. Or favorite
you
Disney movie.
Theater? Theater, correct?
I said theater.
Yeah, theater. I say theater. You say theater?
Yeah, the theaters. Wait, theaters?
Isn't it the theater?
Okay, you're literally freaking me out now. This is like a Bernstein. Okay, or I'm just an idiot. Anyway, I went to the movies. I went to the movies and I watched my favorite Disney movie ever, Emerson. Which one is it?
Lion King?
Yes, sir. So that's my favorite Disney movie ever. I think it's amazing. Isn't it based off Hamlet?
Yes, yeah, basically it's the story of Hamlet. Yep, 100% correct.
Okay, wait. Did I say theater or theater?
You said theater.
Okay, that's wrong. It's theater.
Okay, that's I'm just making sure, broski. I didn't know. Maybe I was wrong. I got scared for a second. I'm like, is it really theater?
Dude, why did you have to call me out though, man? Like, sheesh. Like every single episode, I say something wrong, and everyone knows. Like, all my listeners know.
I had it, dude. I did it because of the listeners, because I know the listeners go like, did he just say theater? So I just gotta be the voice.
Oh,
it's
gotta be from you rather than them. That makes sense. I respect that.
Exactly.
Anyway, when I was in the the movies. the commercials were coming on. Theater. Okay, yeah, I was in the theater. theater. And
damn, Mulan, bro, you really got the yips now, bro. I got fucked up in the head.
Dude, you like messed up the wiring in my brain right now. Anyway,
bro, I said Minneapolis, bro. Never forgot. I said Minneapolis.
Oh, true, true, true. But it's funny if it comes out of you. It's dumb when it comes out of me. Anyway, no, Mulan's commercial came out. And I was like, cool. But at the same time, like, why? Like, why are they making all these remakes? I get it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to milk the money cow every once in a while.
Money for sure. Dude, Lion King made $1 billion, dude. Aladdin made $1 billion. Jungle Book did like 990 million, dude. They're just fucking pumping out money. They know they're going to make so much fucking money.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I thought Jungle Book was amazing. It was realistic, but it had that sense of animation to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was emotion in the animals. Lion King, they had one of the best on-paper casts ever. If you close your eyes and you just listen to everything, man, it would have been amazing. Just like basically an audiobook of the movie, but with your favorite actors and actresses / singers. Man, it was insane. Honestly, this is pretty much like, I don't know what team is like amazing on paper, but just is trash. Oh, the Celtics. This is the Celtics from 2018, man. Uh-huh. Like, it could have been so much better.
Dude, they had a really good cast. Dude, they had probably one of the best cast any movie has ever had. In recent memory, for sure.
And it just got shredded on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean,
I think it had like a 55 by the critics or something like that, if I remember correctly.
It honestly is just like National Geographic took it and said, this is mine, and just painted over it, and that was it. There were some really cool like tidbits, but it just wasn't done justice. And talking about, you know, movies having justice being brought to them, Mulan's going to be even worse. There's no singing component. It's literally just a dramatic, cinematic story.
Yeah, dude, they took all the fucking songs out, right? What the fuck was that? What is it? Make a Man Out of You. You know the one I'm talking about when she's doing the training montage and everything?
That's my favorite.
That's one of
the
best Disney songs ever, dude. One of the top Disney songs of all goddamn time.
Let's get down to business.
Business. Oh, yes, sir.
The Hun.
The Hun. Oh. Chill out. We might get copyright striked.
We got to stop. We got to stop right there. It's 10 seconds or less, right?
For sure. But that is your... We are completely on the same level on that. Best fucking Disney song of all time in Mulan. 100%.
Yeah, dude. I was so mad because I was like, okay, I'm down to hear Let's Get Down to Business by a couple of cool actors. You know, like some unknowns or whatever. But now, I'm going to have to sing it to myself. I mean, you're going to see Mulan, like, mauling some, what are they called, the Hans or whatever. And I'm going to have to sing to myself, crying and stuff. Let's get down to business.
Dude, they also took the dragon out of it. They took the fucking dragon out of it.
They took Mushu out. How can you take Mushu? Mushu, bro!
Fucking AKA Mushu Eddie Murphy!
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, my God.
Eddie Murphy. Dude, they did that man dirty. Is Eddie Murphy even alive?
Yeah, damn, yes, bro. Eddie Murphy's alive. He's actually doing a special on Netflix sometime soon, apparently. That's the rumor.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's confirmed.
Yeah. I remember Dr. Doolittle. Sure. But anyway, this man is going to be like, wow, I can't wait to see Mulan. And let's say no one informed him. And he's going to watch the whole movie like, where am I going to come out? Where am I going to come out? And this man's going to be disappointed to find out he's not in the movie.
Yep. But dude, I can't believe they took out Mushu. Like, I feel like they're taking the heart and soul of that movie out for sure. Like anything that makes it very unique and different, like you said, some of the best songs ever, fucking Mushu. Like what the fuck, what the hell is this? I mean, dude, the thing that's bullshit though, this movie's gonna make so much fucking money. I already know it, bro. Sure. This thing is gonna crack $1 billion easy, bro. It'll probably make $1.5 billion, no doubt, which pisses me the fuck off, because shout out Justice for Mushu, fam. Justice for Mushu. God damn.
Justice for Mushu. I agree. But with that, right before we end, what I will say, especially to all the Disney producers and all these people that think it's a good idea to redo them, if it ain't broke, don't touch it.
Fuck it. I still haven't seen Lion King or Aladdin. I want to go see Lion King and Aladdin. I fuck with those movies a lot. I mean, I heard that they're not bad. Like, a lot of people, like, they're enjoyable movies, but I hear that they don't live up to what the originals were. And I wonder how much of that is, like, our nostalgia, because we grew up with it, and we, like, have such a strong attachment, and how much is, like, actual reality. But, I feel like when you have such properties that are, like, so meaningful to somebody, like, it's impossible to ever, like, even make it better than before, you know?
Well, the thing is this. They incorporated so much good things and new things that did make sense into the movie of Lion King. But you're missing out on the emotions and the divine, you know, like, display of emotions from the characters. When you see...
I've heard that.
When you see the death of Mufasa affect Simba, you're going to be like... What the heck? Like, it looked like it's a normal, you know, cub just cuddling up to its dad. Like, want to see it crying, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, they put themselves in a hole when they did such a realistic, like, literally, this is, like, live. Like, people say it's live act. Technically, it's not live action because it's all animated, but they're meant to look exactly like real fucking lions. And they, I mean, you've seen the movie. Is that true? Did they actually look like that shit was on National Geographic?
Like, yeah, I mean, really it looks fantastic. It really does look great. But the thing is, like, I would have turned on Planet Earth if I wanted to see that.
Yeah, true. Well, and I don't want to go too long into this, but I was watching this video yesterday talking about, like, the issue that animation has and, like, the negative, I don't want to say negative perception, but, like the idea that animation and drawing and cartoons are just for kids, right? Like, when, like, for example, anime. Like, when we think about anime here, we think about, oh, just Japanese cartoons, right? But when you think, when you say anime in Japan is everything, right? Like, they have anime-based, I would just say cartoons, right? Just so people understand better. Like, cartoons that are, like, super gory and violent, right? And they have cartoons that are about romance and love. And then they obviously have the stuff that you see, like, the Naruto, the Dragon Ball Z, the stuff that people, like, used to hate on, was think super geeky, but now it's all popular, right? Like, to them, animation is just a medium to tell a story. Just because it's animation, it's not a child's thing, because they have very graphic animation that you would never, ever show a children. And obviously, there's animation like Pokemon that you would show children. And that's kind of like the perception that's really fought here in the West, right? Like anything that's a cartoon here, it's for kids, right? Like, very few shows are able to really break that barrier. Like, things like The Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park have started to show more and more and more that animation isn't just for fucking kids, but people just assume that automatically. And I guess that's why some of these reboots have come out, like Lion King, because when you see Lion King, you automatically think it's a kids movie, right? But maybe, like, oh, live action, now it's a movie for everyone that can watch. And I think that just comes with the perception of, like, cartoons are just for fucking kids. So you want to make something that's more... palatable for everyone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Shout out to anime though. Anime's popping. There's, like, some of the best shows you'll ever fucking watch are anime, and I think it's fucked up of us to discredit them just because they're cartoons. Like, Full Metal Alchemist is probably one of the best fucking stories you'll ever fucking see. Like, literally, if Full Metal Alchemist was live action, people would be talking about it like it was Game of Thrones before the last season.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know if you've seen Full Metal Alchemist.
I have. I know the story, and I know pretty much everything about it. The thing is this, and it goes back to what you're saying. People don't give things a chance. Yeah. And they won't, because it's something that they're not used to. And if it's not their way, it's the highway.
Yeah.
It's sad, but, you know, maybe one day that'll change. I think storytelling should always be the basis, and the medium in which storytelling is delivered, you shouldn't even judge it. Because if it's a great story, it's a great story. There are songs, there are actual novels and short stories and actual books and, you know, like trilogies and even movies and animations and even video games. These are all different mediums which storytelling can be sent through. And if you don't give them a chance, you may miss out on some of the greatest stories you have ever encountered.
100 No, you are 100% right. Like, you, good thing you brought up video games, dude. Some of these video games, like, are fucking, like, interactive movies. How good the fucking story is. How good the graphics are. Like, if you just give it a chance, and I know, like, obviously, obviously there are those super geeky weird guys who watch anime and Naruto run and are weird. And obviously there are parts of anime that are weird that live up to the stereotypes and parts of gaming that live up to the fucking stereotypes. But if you don't give things a chance, like, you're going to miss out on so much good entertainment. Like, dude, I literally watch anything. I'll watch a cartoon if it's fucking good. I'll play a video game if it's fucking good. I don't care what the fuck it looks like. As long as the story is entertaining and engaging, like, that's all that fucking matters. Like, stop robbing yourself of experience because you have this perception of what it is and these stereotypes. Fam, because, dude, I'm telling you, man, if you watch Attack on Titan, bro, like, if that shit was live and they could make it live, like live action and look really good, like, I'm telling you, people would be fucking with this shit all the goddamn time. Like, it would be on the level of a Game of fucking Thrones, how good the story fucking is. But, I mean, I think we've said our piece, right? And I know you gotta go to fucking work tomorrow morning, man. So you want to start wrapping it up for the people?
Yeah, so thank you all so much for being patient with us and waiting for our releases and even listening right now. We really do appreciate you all listening. Give us feedback, and unfortunately, we didn't even come up with what we should do for the 50th or 100th idea, or not idea, but podcast. So come up with that, and if you have any good ideas, let us know. Maybe we can have a random person be joining us. Maybe we can do it.
Live podcast like a reunion from Area 51.
Oh, a live 51. Podcast. Not from Area 51, because I cherish my life. But yeah, let us know. Other than that, thank you all so much for listening. Anything you want to say, Emerson, right before we go?
No. No, that's all. Thank you guys for listening to Hey What's Up podcast. Share it with your friends. Let us know how we did. And have a great week, y'all. Later.
See y'all later.